Welcome to the Education and Marketing module of the Insulin Resistance Solution Practitioner Training. I'm Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and I love teaching this piece because for me it helps to cement all the cool stuff that you've learned in the program and make it real and help you to be able to use it in an organized fashion with your clients. As you go through a program and there's lots of information, a lot of which is new, it could feel overwhelming to you to be doing something like teaching it to a client or putting somebody through a program or even designing a program. So we're going to talk about education and marketing. So what do you have to do to create some educational and some buzz in your community for where people are going to say, yeah, I want you to work with me, and be able to design a program that has some structure to it and some framework to it, but the flexibility to tailor it to their individual needs. So, disclaimer, whenever you're doing an educational piece on insulin resistance or any other health topic for your community or online, you want to make sure that people are aware that this is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. It's not intended as medical advice. It's intended as coaching and education, and you're teaching them how to learn how to test their blood sugar, how to take the actions that it takes to change their diet and lifestyle. But if they are on insulin or any other medications, they're under the care of a doctor, you have to make sure that they are working in conjunction with that doctor. That said, many of the doctors that people are working with are not really well-versed in what they need to be well-versed in order to adequately take people through a process of reversing insulin resistance and balancing blood sugar. So you need to just be really judicious in how you word it with people, and you may even be suggestion that maybe if you know of a better functionally oriented MD in the area that could manage their medication needs, that you can gently let them know that if their relationship with their doctor isn't working, that there are others that would be more open to this. The work with this is phenomenal. I mean, we had with Before Be Gone, we had several people who were diabetic, who had numbers in the 200s and 300s as fasting, even some of them while on medication, and have gotten their numbers down into the 80s and 90s and low hundreds just over the course of the 30 days. Those are the folks that are going to continue to work on this and not really start testing yet because they've been diabetic for a long time. And those are the judgments that you'll make with individuals to say, no, you know, this reset needs to go a little longer than 30 days. But like Tony had said in a comment, we can do it in 7-day increments. Okay, let's do this for 7 days. Okay, let's do this for another 7 days. And keep, you know, rewarding them and coaching them and championing them through the process. I want to talk about how you educate the public about insulin resistance and the importance of blood sugar balance. And there's a number of ways that you can do it. One of the ways that you can do that is to just talk to people when you meet them. You know, when you see people eating certain foods, or if you see somebody testing their blood sugar, or if you see somebody questioning food, or they mention to you in a conversation, yeah, I'm diabetic or I have insulin resistance, that you can start to just gently put that stuff into the conversation. And if they feel like, oh God, I wish I didn't have to be on insulin for the rest of my life, and you check with them, and if they're a type 1 diabetic, they may have to be, but if they're a type 2 diabetic, there's possibility that you can help them with the diet and lifestyle. So you gently can insert it into casual conversation. You can present stuff in community centers and educational centers and in businesses nearby. You can go in and talk to people and say, hey, I have this great presentation I would love to share with your people. You could either charge a nominal fee for it or not charge. And I'd love to educate people, because what I'm seeing is the statistics about diabetes and insulin resistance are really scary. And you can use some of the stuff you have in my presentation, and then you can take that presentation, which is in the done for you part of this education and marketing module. You've got my presentation in PowerPoint, you've got a PDF of it, you've got an MP3 of it, and you've got the MP4 video of it, and you've got a transcript. So you've got 5 ways that you can utilize this information. You can use the transcript to help you create a script for your own talk. You can use the PowerPoint presentations to pick and choose amongst the slides I used, take some out, add some in, and you can just make it your own. You don't have to put my logo at the bottom. You don't have to put my copyright on the bottom. When I've given it to you in the done for you section, in this particular case, in this presentation, you don't have to do that. You can just make it your own. So that's my gift to you, is to be able to really make it your own. Add to it, take away from it, add to the slides, add to the pictures, personalize it, but make it something that you feel really comfortable sharing. And it, right now, what you might be comfortable sharing may not be as expansive as what you might be comfortable with in 6 months. So share the information now, and you can always add more later. If I've got slides in there that are like, I'm not comfortable with this section yet, I don't know it well enough, take them out. Put a simplified version in that you feel comfortable with, because I'd like you to be able to get started as soon as you make it through the whole program and start educating people. When you educate people in the community, you're able to then draw those people in as potential clients. And that would be a big part of doing those educational talks, is to be able to say, here I have this expertise, and by the way, here's how you can work with me. And we'll talk more about that as we go through. So what do you need to become successful as a holistic health practitioner? You know, there's a lot of people being trained. There's a lot of health coaches getting degrees from various schools, and they may not have what it takes to be successful. You know, a lot of people jump in. I'm in this career. I don't like it. I'm going to try being a health coach. And a lot of the people that go through the programs and get out of the programs and get their certifications don't end up actually practicing. I want this to be different for you. So a lot of you are already practicing, and some of you are new to practicing. So I want you to be able to take this and take this show out on the road. But you need to have confidence in your skills, which means you need to have skills, which means taking this program and other programs like it on different topics is super important for you to feel like you have the background information you need to be able to help these people. So if you want to stick with teaching people about food, about eating healthy foods, etc., and don't want to help with specific diets for specific challenges, then you don't need to have as deep a skill set as you need to do something like this. But because you're here and because this is something you want to do, I'm assuming that you want this level of depth of knowledge. You don't need to be able to have everything in this program memorized. But you do need to have a level of confidence around explaining why it's dangerous to have blood sugars all over the place and how people can get those back and resolved. And to have that understanding and also to know where to look. So people might ask you questions and you don't know the answer to. That's okay. As long as you respond with, well, I'm going to get back to you on that. I want to do a little bit more research. You also need a proven system, something that works. It can't be something that has been just come off a shelf somewhere that somebody decided works. It has to be proven. It has to be something that lots of people have been through that makes sense with the science. You also need to have a step-by-step program. So how are you going to take people through this? Are you going to first have them start supplements and then get a blood sugar meter? Are you going to have them do diet changes first? Are you going to educate them about fats before you talk about changing their fats? You need to create your own step-by-step program. And I can give you my outline and what works for me, but that doesn't mean that that's going to work for you. You need to take people through in your way. You also need tools and resources to empower you to success. And that's why I've included in each module something that's in a done-for-you fashion that you can take and use with your clients, that you can take an assessment, for example, and you don't have to go create your own assessment. You can use that. That you can create some recipes, and we've given you recipes. Now, you're not allowed to give people the recipe guide. You're not allowed to do that. They have to pay for that. That's my bread and butter. That's what helps us to be able to do these programs, is selling programs. We can't have you do that. You can, though, sign up as an affiliate and have them purchase that, and we will give you the super affiliate rates as practitioners who have graduated this program. So you get a higher rate of commission than others, and I need to make a note to make sure that that happens. So you can do that. You can do that as well as you want. Now, we had discussed at one point having recipes that you can actually like to have you be able to license the book, meaning that you could pay a fee for it that allows you to use it with your clients in a way that you can give them, you can pick and choose recipes. You couldn't give them the whole book, but you could pick and choose recipes and use them in your own books. So that's in the works as far as doing something like that, to have you have that so you don't have to create your whole set of resources, at least initially. And down the road, you may want to. And you need people who've gotten results. They need to be raving fans, not just people who said, oh yeah, that was nice, but that said, oh my God, my blood sugar used to be 190 and now it's 110. My waistline used to be 47 inches and now it's down to 30. I'm excited about this. And the way you get those raving fans is to provide the connection and the tools that they need to get the results that they need. So what are the steps for you becoming successful? How do you do this when you're working with people? Well, you identify with your clients and gain their trust. And that's critical right up front, is that you, the first time you talk to them, you're connecting with them, you're noticing things, you're listening to them, and they have trust in you. You also need to be able to do thorough assessments. And we've given you examples of assessments. In our NEPT, Nutritional Endocrinology Practitioner Training, we have assessments for everything, in addition to the insulin resistance. And you also need to be able to deliver it at the client's pace. Like we've had people who have said, well, people can't do this on a 30-day basis. They can't do a 30-day metabolic reset. What if I start with a 21-day or a 10-day or a 14-day? You do what they will do, and then you let them know that they won't get the same results, but let's do this, let's get some success, and then let's do another segment and another segment until they've gotten to the point where they're comfortable. Really important that they know and you know to work at your own pace, and also that you relate it to this program as well, because the same as I put with this program, some people are just starting some of the modules, some people are halfway through. So it's just an issue of being aware of what they need. You want to be able to reassess at appropriate intervals, and this is really important, and things that I think a lot of practitioners overlook. They go and they do some testing, and they don't come back and reassess. So if you have somebody do an insulin resistance assessment, or if you have them do some blood work, and you're looking and you're seeing that their hemoglobin A1C is high and their fasting glucose is high, and you put them through a program, if you don't go back and have them retest, you don't know and they don't know the value of the program, and you also don't know what to do next. So I think that reassessment at appropriate intervals is critical to the success of you and your clients having the results that they want. You also need to be able to provide tools and resources that empower them to action. So you need to be able to give them recipes, because they're not going to know. You need to be able to create or customize menu plans for them, because they're not going to know how to do this. This is new to them. You need to be able to sometimes provide checklists or write up the action steps you want them to take. It's really important. You need to be able to get results with challenging cases. It's one thing to get results with the guy who comes in, you know, smoking cigarettes, eating at McDonald's and eating Cheetos, and he's concerned about his weight and some other issues, nothing big, and just you say, well, if we get you to quit smoking and we get you to do this, and they do the basic things and they're really compliant and they do it, that's easy. Those are the easy cases. The challenging ones are people who have been to other practitioners or tried other things, and that's where you need to have the skill set to ask the right questions so you see what's not been done, what's been overlooked. You need to be able to get referrals from these raving fans, not just to say, oh, well, thank you, I'm glad you liked what I did for you. To say, wow, thank you so much for that. And would you be willing to write a little testimonial, a story, so that I could share with others? Or would you be willing to let me share your story? I'll write it for you. I'll send it to you. If it sounds right, I can share it. Most of them are going to say yes. Very few of them won't. You need to be able to grow your practice into a lucrative business, because if you don't, then you're going to be put out of business because you're going to need a day job to put food on the table, and you're not going to be able to help anybody. And then earning the reputation as a superstar involves all of these things. Having a process that takes people through, that gets them a result, and that provides them with the tools they need to make it happen. So let's chat a little bit about creating a blood sugar balancing program. So what I did with this chart and is to put in the middle, in the orange box in the middle, is basically what the results are of the program that you're putting together. So you can come up with your own words. This is how I put it. The result that people are going to see, that they're going to eliminate belly fat, brain fog, burnout, and blood sugar imbalance. You may say it differently. You may have different things that you're targeting people for. And by the way, this process of creating a program works not just for this blood sugar balancing, but for just about anything. So the starting point is clarify your process. What is it that you're going to do? What of the modules that you've learned about are you going to incorporate? What order are you going to incorporate? Right? You've got the sleep things, you've got timing things, you've got nutrition, you've got fitness, you've got stress level stuff. And what order do you feel most comfortable taking people through? It doesn't have to be the same order I take people through. That's when you come up with your own process. The next thing you're going to do is to outline the steps. What is it going to take? So in terms of helping somebody to balance their blood sugar, maybe you're starting with getting them on some of the nutrients to help their receptors reset. And then you're going to go and get them on a stress management program. And then maybe you're going to start to get them moving. And you're going to work on their sleep. And finally, you're going to work on their nutrition. That's an order that you could do this in. It's totally up to you. But outline the steps. And it may differ from person to person. And that's where doing personalized programs is so valuable. You name the steps, and this is just so that when you're writing it up on a page that describes the program, you can name the steps, not just describe them. You know, short, succinct, catchy names for the steps. Okay? So it could be something like, test your blood sugar, assess your blood sugar, evaluate your blood sugar. It could be just simply evaluate. It could have a test that says nourish your insulin receptors. These aren't very good, but I'm making them up. Once you outline your steps, you give a name to each one of them. Okay, it doesn't have to be cute. It doesn't have to be creative. It just has to be descriptive enough for people to know, oh, she's going to first do this, or she's going to look at my assessment, she's going to look at my blood chemistry, and she's going to look at some symptoms, and oh, the next thing she's going to do after that is talk to me about getting my stress managed. And so they read it, they know. The next thing is identify how you want to deliver this program. So the delivery can be, it's just you're going to create a one-on-one, which I recommend to do at the beginning, a one-on-one program that guides people through the steps you've learned in restoring insulin resistance. So how are you going to deliver it? Are they going to be in person sitting across from you? Are they going to be in on a teleseminar? Are you going to be talking to them on the phone? Are you going to be sharing your screen and doing kind of a webinar share? How do you want to deliver it? And there's no right or wrong way to do it. The way to do it is what feels right for you and what you're most passionate about. Next. You want to add some good resources. So if your program is just 12 coaching sessions with Mary, well, that's nice. But if your program happens to be step-by-step and each of the sessions has a name, that's a little bit more interesting and intriguing. But what if you add some extra stuff? Like, oh, and you're going to get a new recipe guide every week, or every other week I'll evaluate your food and I'll give you one new recipe, or I'll give you this checklist that will help you to stay on target that you could put on your refrigerator and laminate. Nice resources that you put in and add to your program. Once you've got it all laid out and clarified, it's time to enroll people. Okay? Not when you're still thinking, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do if I get somebody. No, you want to think it through before you do it. Doesn't mean you have to have this program that's perfectly dreamed up and put out there and is got all this material yet. No, but it has to be outlined. Okay, so you can talk to people about it. You can tell them what to do. Okay, so that's what it is. So then you need to be able to package your system. You need to be able to put it in a bundle, right? You need to be able to identify what they need to support them in going through some of these major diet and lifestyle changes. I highly recommend that in packaging your system, you avoid the pay-as-you-go model. It's the traditional model that health people get into. It's like somebody comes in and wants a consultation and they want to know what to do. You go in and you charge them whatever you charge them, and they have this consultation, and then there's basically, well, we need to set our next appointment. And you just keep doing that. It's not as good because, first of all, they're going to try to save money. They're not going to come in as often as they would like, for the most part, as you would like, as you need. And they're going to gap between their visits so that there's a lot of work on your end to get you caught up again. So I avoid the pay-as-you-go model. Instead, what I like to do is offer several different kinds of packages of services, and we'll go through what those packages can look like on separate slides. And then bundle your visits with tools. Do you have an ebook? Bundle it. Do you not have an ebook? Create one. An ebook can be as simple as creating a Word file and then copying it and making it a PDF. The next thing you can add in there are recordings. So say you have some really good recordings that you made of some meditations, and you want to add that to the program. You add that to the program as a bonus, right? It's very easy to do. And then you determine an easy to say yes to set of fees and package prices. So what does that mean, easy to say yes to? All right, so if somebody comes along and they want to do this program, and you say it's going to take 3 months and I think we should meet once a week, and the price is $100, how many people do you think would say no to that? Very few. Because they're like, holy cow, that's awesome. Even if it's, I just get a couple of little things, it's $100 for, 3 months of meeting them every week. That's easy to say yes to. That's also easy to go broke on. So you can't do it that way. But you have to find that sweet spot where it's like, wow, that's a good deal. I really want to do that. Versus, wow, that's super cheap. Here's my credit card. Because when it's super cheap, they don't do the work as much, and you don't get paid what you're worth. So easy to say yes to fees and package prices. We'll talk a little bit more about that. Offer quick sign-up bonuses. So if a person's on the phone, if you're on the phone with somebody and you're having a conversation, or you're face-to-face with them and they say, yeah, I really want to do this, but I have to think about it, offer them a good incentive to not think about it. Say, I understand you want to think about it, but here's the thing. What I find is when people go away and think about it, they find all these reasons to talk themselves out of it. And you agree that you deserve this, right? You deserve to get your energy back. Yes. You want this more than anything. Yes. Okay, so what can I do to make it an easy yes right now? What if I throw in, if you sign up today, I'm going to throw in whatever it might be. It might be an extra consultation. It might be a printed copy of some recipes that you have. It might be another program that you have. I do that a fair amount of time. It's like, oh, I'm selling this program, but I have this other one sitting on the shelf. I can give them that one too. So offer them quick sign-up bonuses. And it either is a material or digital type thing, preferably digital because it doesn't cost you anything, or you could do a discount. You can say that, okay, I have a sign-up bonus today. I'm gonna give you a $500 scholarship if you sign up today, and that'll take $500 off the price. And that takes some doing and practice, because otherwise you start to feel like a used car salesman, and you have to really, really be in integrity with that. And then catchy names help. Not cutesy names that nobody really knows what the program is, but eradicate belly fat, jumpstart your energy. Bye-bye belly fat, brain fog, and burnout. That was one of my names. Balancing blood sugar, the balancing act, something like that, that people will remember. Oh, blood sugar, the balancing act. That's kind of cool. I like that. Okay, so make them, at least name them, and if not something very catchy, make it at least something very descriptive. But catchy and descriptive are good. So what are all the things you can put into your programs? Each of these things should be outlined and laid out and named individually, right? So when you're listing out what's in the program, it looks like, whoa, this, I'm getting such great value. We have it, that picture that you see on the screen is basically all the different components of our program. And we laid it out. And then people look at that and go, whoa, that's a lot of stuff I'm going to be getting. Now, that could backfire on you because some people could say, oh my God, that's a lot of stuff, and say, I don't have time for a lot of stuff. On the other hand, it could feel, wow, for some of these overachievers that are coming in the door and going, whoa, I really want that. So assessments, you can do paper assessments, you can do digital assessments. I've given you a number of examples of those things that you can use. And I think that there's some in the section on the done for you in Word format where you can copy paste from mine, put it into yours, and then just see which ones work, which ones don't. What do you want to add? What do you want to take away? Follow-up sessions. So they'll have that initial assessment visit, but then you have to have follow-up sessions to go through them with them. How can they overcome the challenges that there arose in that first one? And then training sessions are written material, so you can either give them a PDF whenever you're wanting them to read something new, or you can create a membership site. Tracking forms are critical, and I've given you one. I've given you the glucose tracking form. And the tracking form that I've given you keeps track of what they've eaten, what they've drunk, what their stress level is, how they've exercised, and other exposures and things. So keeping track of things. It can be a very simple tracking form that you just give them a really pretty looking diet diary. You know, you just have some pretty graphics on it, and they want to do their diet diary. You can give them something as elaborate as an Excel spreadsheet that marks things in practically for you. You could give them menus and recipes, and those are really critical when we're talking about a food-based program. And then progress evaluations. How often are you going to do them? If you're doing a six-month program, I recommend at least two progress evaluations, one at 3 months and one at 6 months. And then extras. So anything you can give them that makes sense and makes it easier for them to follow through. Checklists, videos, audios, etc. So that's the components of the program. So let's look at how to package it. And let's assume we're starting with a one-to-one type package, because until you get some practice under your belt with doing them one-to-one, it's hard to do it in a group because you're not able to anticipate all the needs. So number one, a package would be a monthly retainer. And a lot of coaches do this. A lot of life coaches do this. A lot of business coaches do this. A lot of VAs do this, virtual assistants. They work with you on a month-to-month basis. They pay you at the beginning of the month for that month's services. So they say they pay you $500 a month. And they get some number of visits that you've told them, a set number of sessions of a particular duration for every month. You set it up so they're automatically billed unless they cancel. Okay, and that's the best way to do it. Otherwise, you're getting into a sales conversation with them every month to help them be convinced to continue. This way, if you make it an automatic bill, like they're just on a retainer, every month they get billed, that way when it comes to the end of the month, if they feel like they don't need it anymore, they want to cut down on the number of sessions, whatever, the onus is on them to contact you. And that's really important, because if you have to be contacting them to get your payment every month, it just starts to feel icky. So they get a set number of stations of a particular duration, and that's really important for you to identify up front. How much of your time is going into this, and how much do I want to get per hour? All right, and I hate the dollars per hour model, but the truth of the matter is that's how you have to at least use it as a basis. So this way is a good way to get started, and I know people that continue to do it many years after they've been in practice, but it's not the best way, okay? A better way, a time period package. So you have a multi-month commitment. Say we have a three-month blood sugar balancing program. They have substantial savings over what they would have paid in a retainer. So you have to be charging top dollar per hour on the retainer system. You walk them through your system step by step, and you include bonus materials too. So that way they're not calculating, oh, well, she makes this much per hour. No, you're adding some extra stuff into it that help to support it. Now, maybe you do this with blood sugar. Maybe you also do one with gut stuff. Maybe you do one with adrenals. But since they're one-on-one, you can be doing multiples of those at the same time, although I highly recommend you get one up and running first. Okay, and then there's accountability form status diet diary. So you can include some of that in here. You can say, well, once a month, I want you to submit a diet diary, or I want you to submit some, updated labs or whatever that might be, so that then you can have your check-ins. So let's look at examples of some of the time period packages. I've done things called the 30-day jumpstart. Just 30 days, and they get a certain number of appointments, and they get a certain number of ebooks and programs, and it's all the other stuff. That's one name. You can call it a 90-day intensive. Some people like to call the word intensive because it's, but for the average person, the intensive might be a little overwhelming and intense. So feel it out, what feels right for you in terms of naming them. So you need a name for a jumpstart program. You need a name for a 90-day intensive. You need a 6-month immersion, a 1-year transformation, and a VIP day. You don't have to have all of these things. You can pick one. You can pick one, and you can choose them on the fly, because when you get good at this, you'll hone in on what people need, and you'll make an offer based on what they need. Okay, so a 30-day jumpstart is usually exactly that. And just the word is implying that this is going to get me started, and then in 30 days we're going to be talking about what else to do. I just took my clock beeped, and I have a picture just came through from my son in Florida of a picture of him and his dad and his brother, and they're at the beach, and I'm jealous. Damn. Sorry about that. That was a distraction. Anyway, 30-day jumpstart. So you basically, you get them going, right? It's a jumpstart to healthier eating. That's a healthy way. A jumpstart to blood sugar balance. And maybe you teach them the basics. Maybe you teach them about avoiding refined sugars and what they can use instead. Maybe you teach them about how they can get off of the white flour stuff and get onto more whole grain, or how do they can get off of grains or get off of gluten. So a 30-day jumpstart would be getting their feet wet. A 90-day intensive can take them through a whole process, you know, of getting their blood sugar balance, and you'd incorporate maybe doing the blood sugar testing. The 90-day jumpstart, you're not likely to be doing the testing, but you can lead them from the jumpstart into the intensive, and it's a very nice flow. So you can set this up so whichever of these you offer, you have a flow from one to the other. So if they've gone 90 days and they've made a lot of strides and their blood sugars are really nice and steady, but you see that they also have some thyroid issues and some gut issues and some other things, you can make a flow from that 90-day intensive and say, well, we can do a whole year. We can just work on you for a year, and you can get them into a package that way, or a 6-month. Or you could just send them into another 30-day jumpstart. This worked well. Why don't we do a 30-day jumpstart for your thyroid, right? Generally, you don't do that. Generally, you want to get them either into another 90-day intensive and say, this one's going to be devoted to, let's get your thyroid and adrenal working, or let's get your digestion working, or let's just establish, you know, really good habits, and let's do some cleansing and whatever that might be. And then a VIP day is an intense day where you either have them come together with you, or you do it over the phone, where you spend a lot of time together, and I'm going to show you how to structure those. So those are examples of time period packages. That's the way it's really awesome to do. That's my favorite way to go. The package type number 3 is a package of sessions. And a lot of people who've come from like a traditional, you know, the dentist model, the chiropractor model, the massage therapist model is like, oh, well, I'll give you one session for $75 and we can get 3 sessions for only $200 and you save $25. So they commit to a certain number of sessions. These are great for gift certificates, by the way. And if you have these available, you can offer your clients and say, you know, I have this thing. If you're looking for a good gift for your father for Father's Day, why don't you get him a package of 3 sessions with me? And it costs this much, and that'll help him with whatever it is that he does. So it works really well. It works better for things that are more therapy-like, physical hands-on, energy work, massage, chiropractic adjustments. But it can also be 3 sessions of nutrition coaching, and you work with them on whatever it is that they need at the time. They can use the sessions whenever they want, and they have a savings, but always put a time limit. I've had that done where, you know, you sell somebody a package of stuff and then they come back 3 or 4 years later and they go, well, I think I still have a one visit left on that package that I bought. Ugh. So keeping track of it, and say you have to use them within a year or you have to use them within 6 months. And so an example would be a package of 5 sessions, a package of 3 sessions, even a package of 2 sessions. While not advised, I'd like to see you go for 3 or more. It's a step up from the pay-as-you-go model. And this is much more likely for you to allow yourself to have more consistent cash flow in addition to having more consistent scheduling. Okay, so let's take a turn from going and naming your package, because when you have a really cool name, then people are attracted to it if that name satisfies what they need. So somebody was saying, you know, fit into your skinny jeans coaching program. Well, for somebody who's like right there, like has gained an extra 15 pounds and doesn't fit into those skinny jeans anymore, it's an appealing program. For somebody who has 100 pounds to lose, fitting into your skinny jeans is not something they've thought about for a really long time. But for them, it might be, you know, jumpstart your fat loss, or, you know, I can't think of one off the top of my head, but the things like that that actually reflect what they want. Or get your energy back, jumpstart your energy, hightail your energy. I had one I called the gut something. Darn, I can't remember the name of it. But we had a strategy session, a gut stabilization, I can't remember. Anyway, you make it related to the problem that you're going to solve. And it can be either a makeover, a transformation, an intensive, a jumpstart, skyrocket, emergent, accelerator. These are all great words to use in your titles that generate emotion. And what you want is that your title and your process generates an emotion, like a connection with the outcome. And then it's a hot title that people will buy. Absolutely. So you can do it as group coaching. Now, this is not a place to start unless you have good skills with this. If you've been a psychotherapist and you're used to doing groups and managing groups, or you're in a situation where you've done this before, then sure, you can start with this. But it's good to get your process going and comfortable in a one-on-one setting. Then you can move out to group coaching in an online basis or on an offline basis. So you can have people that you all meet at the public library 3 times a month and you have a specific agenda. Or you meet at somebody's house or a restaurant. Or you could do it online. You could do webinars, teleseminars, a Google Hangout, Skype. And I would recommend it, if you want effective groups, that at least at the beginning you limit it to about 6 people. And with this group coaching, they can get handouts, they can get recipes, checklists, menu plans, assessments, they can get some videos and audios. You can record the calls so that people who have to miss can get access to them. You can give them exercises and various things that they could do. So that's what you would do with group coaching. Now, group coaching doesn't have to be group coaching where there's a curriculum that's already developed, like in my cafe program. Quite frankly, when I started those programs, I had nothing developed. And people are shocked when they hear this. So I'd been doing blood sugar balancing with people for a long time and getting them to test their own glucose. And I decided I was tired of doing this one-on-one and explaining this stuff over and over. I was going to create this blood sugar program. So I created the program. I created some videos to lead people into the program. And I didn't have the materials ready. I didn't. I just knew vaguely what I wanted to do. And every week, I would develop the content for that week. And it's an awesome way to do it, because you don't have to have all the content created. On the other hand, if you're this kind of person that stresses a lot, it can be quite stressful. So you may want to get a couple of weeks ahead of the game before you start announcing it, okay? But this is really cool, because you can incorporate lots of things and you can create a lot of content that's evergreen, like this program. The first time we did the IRSPT program, we made it up as we went along. The second time, We didn't make it up as we went along, but we enhanced it as we went along. And this time we're taking videos that we've made before and then enhancing them with extra stuff and putting it into this new website. But the next time we do this program, it's going to be really easy for me, that in terms of the amount of materials development that I need to do. Okay, so it gets better and better every time. And again, like I've mentioned before, you can incorporate handouts, checklists, menu plans, assessments, videos and audios, demonstrations of you making food, and get over the fact that you have to look great and, you know, be all dressed up and have a camera crew with the right lights to make videos. With these phones these days, they make awesome videos, and you can just get a little mini tripod, put your phone on it, and sit it on the table and have you photoed or videoed doing a food prep. You're making a particular food that you like that you want to teach people. Same thing with exercises. And you'll see demonstrations of all of this inside of my programs. So let's look. So we've talked about the general way that you can put together programs and the kinds of sessions you can have and the kind of programs you can have. But you need to look at, like, what's it going to say? What's it going to take? So I put together this program, and this is more of generic, although it can be used for blood sugar balance. If you were doing a generic program with somebody, you might start with a health assessment and goal setting, talk about hydration and beverage swap, talk about alkaline balance and greens for health. This is actually very similar to my year-long program. Talk about stress transformation, talk about fitness, talk about protein, give the body an oil change, talk about healthy fats, digestive aids, talking about chewing and enzymes and probiotics, talking about blood sugar balance, and gluten-free and allergy avoidance, sleep and environmental cleanup. That could be a program that you're going to put out. Now, that's an intensive program because there's a lot that goes into each of these, but you can do this as an overview 3-month program with one of these a week, or you can do this as an in-depth program, one a year, or you can take one of these specific topics and turn that into a program in and of itself. And that's kind of what I did. So I looked at this as being my guideline for a year-long program. I took the blood sugar piece out and turned that into a program. Okay, and so you get the idea. And I would recommend that you take, for session examples, you take what you've learned in the insulin resistance program and you create sessions. What do I want to do on that first session? Well, probably get to know them and get some assessments done. Then what do I want to do on a second, a third? And in fact, I would make a list of all the things you want to take them through, all the individual learning pieces and action plan pieces. And don't worry about the order at first. You can always rearrange the order. So then, what's it like on each session? Well, I like to do celebrate success. So if you're working one-on-one with somebody, you say, hey, Mary, it's great to see you again. So tell me one thing that you feel really successful at that you want to share and we can celebrate to start off our day. Great. Wow, you made it a whole week without gluten. That is so amazing. You're doing a great job. Congratulations. Let's see what the next step's going to be. Okay. Explore their follow-through. How did they do on an action plan that you left them with last time? So say the action plan was to try gluten-free and the success was actually the follow-through. She says, oh yeah, I did it, I'm great. If they weren't successful though, if she came in and said, well, my success is that I made it 3 days without gluten. You say, that's an awesome success. So what is it that we need to do to help make this more, like how to let you go longer? So if it's successful, you identify what helped. So if she had said, I'm completely gluten-free. Okay, why do you think that was working for you? How do you think it was so easy? And then they explain it to you. Okay. If they weren't successful, like they said, or they only did 3 days instead of 7, you celebrate what they did. And then you say, what do we need to have in place for you to be successful, more successful with this next week? Then there's the next piece, which would be the education. That would be where you go to new stuff. So you went through celebrating where they've been. You went through exploring anything that they had you know, whether they followed through or didn't. Now you say, okay, let's give you some new pieces of information, new things to follow through. Now, if they were completely unsuccessful the week before, you don't want to really add new stuff to them. What you want to do is figure out how you can get them through that process. The next thing, I had to take a drink. The next thing would be, and let me just go back. An example of new information might be, great, you did great on the gluten. What I really want you to focus on this week is, let's look at all the different fats that you're eating that are causing inflammation in your body. Okay, now you got the gluten out, you're going to see some decrease in inflammation. Let's take it a step further, and we'll help to heal some of the things that the gluten might have gotten rid of. So here's what I'd like you to do. And then you tell them about it, like fats are this and fats do that, and here's some fats, and for next week, here's an action plan. You can also have an experiential exercise. Like, I'll do that with heart math, I guide people through, or you can do it with tapping. There's a number of ways that you can have experiential. Next thing, give them the action steps, or summarize the action steps you've talked about through the call. Okay, so we're going to continue to do the gluten-free for another week, right? Is that working? Yes. Okay, great. Now what I want you to do is go and read all the labels of all the oil you have in your house. And if it's not in a dark bottle, and you explain all the stuff about oils, I want you to throw them away. Here's the ones that you can do instead. And at the very end, if there's time, I like to ask people, what are some session insights? What are some aha moments? What are some things that you're learning that you're taking away that may not be related to particular action steps? Tips for coaching. Some of you may already know this, but I'm going to reiterate. It's so important to you to make a good connection at the beginning of a call and to get into rapport with them. And ask them what they envision for themselves. If you have somebody that comes in to see you and you see that they are this really, they used to be an executive over here, they used to be doing all this work, and now they tell you that they're working at McDonald's. Whoa. So you want to be able to help them to see that their health has a lot to do with why they're working at McDonald's. And at the end of your sessions together, you may want them to go back to their boss or to whatever system they have in place and start to ask for better work, more work, and take some action. It's important that you explain the system that you're following and your views. The habits and nutrition are so important to the overall health. Give them hope and something to look forward to. This is really critical. A lot of them have lost hope. A lot of them say, well, every year at this time I get headaches, or every year at this time my sinuses go bad. And they're resigned to it. And it's helping them to have hope that something can be changed. I mean, and you can say that there's false hope, but I really don't think there's something called false hope. I think that hope is something that we all need to have. And that when doctors give out death sentences to people and say, oh, this is irreversible, they're creating a problem for that person. They're losing hope and they're losing some of their healing motivation. There's nothing that's impossible. You just want to be realistic and say it's going to take some work if it is. And if it's not, if it's like, wow, this looks pretty straightforward, you know, I think that we can have you down, you know, 10 pounds in 30 days if you just follow the system that we've laid out. And they're like, wow, really? I've been struggling with that for 30 years. Well, yeah, because you haven't looked at the insulin resistance piece. You haven't looked at the fact that you're eating late at night and you're not burning fat while you sleep. And we can get your burning fat while you sleep, it's going to fall off. And you can go, wow. And you say that if you believe it. You're going to guide them through the lifestyle changes at the pace they can follow. We said this already, super important. You're going to follow up regularly with them and adjust their program as needed. You don't give somebody something to do and say, come back in 6 months. We see that a lot in medicine. Okay, here's your thyroid prescription, come back in 6 months. Here's your antidepressants, come back and we'll check it in 6 months. And I think that that's irresponsible. We need to be following up regularly, especially in our field where we're giving them lifestyle and diet changes. And they may be struggling with making even the simplest changes, but if you don't check in regularly, it's not going to work for them. And then you request that clients track their diet, habits, and symptoms as best they can. Don't overwhelm them. You take what you can get, but you request that they track so that when they come and they say, well, I was doing well until, and now my blood sugars are all over the map, they can show you their tracking and you can go, oh, you know what? I bet there was something in this when you went out to this restaurant and you said you ate the salad dressing and you had some of the bread. I bet that's what did it and it's thrown you off ever since. Let's help you get back on track. And then constantly offering support, guidance, and accountability. Let them know that you're there for them and that you're also going to hold them accountable. You're not just there to be their friend. You're there to be their coach and their mentor and to hold them accountable because that's how they're going to get results. And then how do you motivate and inspire your clients? It's really, really good stuff, like the power of connection, like looking them in the eye, having a very supportive look on your face, not looking at them with judgment, like, I can't believe you ate that cookie. What were you thinking? No, begin with the end in mind. Have them begin with the end in mind, but you begin with the end in mind. See them as healthy, happy, whole, and you're just encouraging those steps along the way. Frequent touches, and that could be physical touches when you're with them, because and a lot of people really thrive on that because they're oxytocin starved. They need some touch to generate healing. But really frequent touches, meaning also frequent encounters, whether it be that you see them once a month, but you have a check-in once a week with a form or with a quick email or a call. And you're going to figure this out as you go along based on the needs of your client and their budgets and how effective you think you can be, what length of time you need to see them. Really understanding their needs, because a lot of times these people have been through the mill and they've been told that there's nothing they can do. They just have to live with it. And when you understand them and you provide help and you give them tools they can use and you tell them stories, it really helps. Telling them stories about other people similar, or, oh yeah, I understand. When I first tried to go gluten-free, that first week was horrendous for me and here's what I did. And you can laugh together and they say, oh, I'm not so bad. And then brainstorm when there's an issue. Brainstorm it. Don't come off like you're the one with the answers. You have a strategy and a structure for them, but know that when things aren't going as you think they should, that you're going to brainstorm it with them and try to understand and see if what course correction you can take. So what? We've got a coaching program blueprint. And this is what you've got, and on the site, in the module, you've got a worksheet that looks just like this. And it says title. So what's the title of your program? What's the problem you solve? Now, the title might be the last thing you fill in. You might be going down and go, okay, who's my target audience? What problem do I solve? What benefits and results are they going to get? And then you think, well, how do I want to deliver this? Is it going to be one-on-one? Is it going to be small group? Is it going to be in person? Is it on the phone? You make those decisions. How long do you want this to be? Now, when you're working one-on-one and offering the program one-on-one, you can just create it on the fly. If you feel like this person is definitely not going to go for 3 months, or they already said that they want results quickly, or they want to test you out before they go for a longer commitment, then you're going to maybe you put together a six-week program to get them through that. So what's the time frame? How's it going to be delivered? Is it in person? Is it on the phone? Is it via video Skype? How long are the sessions? Are you going to record it for them? People love it when you can record it for them. I had a session with someone earlier that we had forgotten to turn on the video recorder last time, and we had gone through, it wasn't about strategy, it was about some emotional stuff came up and some transformations came up, and we've forgotten to start the video, and it was quite upsetting to both of us that we didn't have that for her to go back to. People love it when you can do recordings, when you can, and they can hear back, not so much for what you said to them, because they can take notes on that, it's what they said and the insights that they had. And a lot of people will go back and listen to the recordings over and over. Even on the one-on-ones, I record those. Recipe guides, super important. Menu plans, charts, and documents. So what are you going to include? Do you have no? If you don't have recipes, maybe you can, you know, make an arrangement with somebody who does. You know, maybe you can buy a book that's licensed that you can buy rights to that you can edit and modify. Menu plans people love, but most of them don't follow. It's very interesting. I hate making menu plans because they're tedious. A lot of people ask for them, but then they don't follow them. So it's a matter of, do you want to include it? If you don't like making them, don't include them. And then any other charts and documents, and what's the process that you're going to take them through. So this is how you lay it out, and you've got a worksheet to do this with. So we've got programs. We've talked about doing one-on-ones. We've talked about you could do small groups with this stuff. What about a VIP day? Because it's something that most people don't do, but can be very effective. So you, first of all, you want to look at the different kinds of formats and then the topics that you're going to work on. You don't want to cover everything. You don't want to try to cram 6 months of coaching into one topic one day. Because of course, with insulin resistance and blood sugar balance, how do you do that? You've got to take them through a process. But that beginning can be that jump start where they learn and they grow and they start to track and you teach them how to measure their glucose. So the format can be either a virtual private, so you're one-on-one with them on Skype or on a phone, a live private where it's one-on-one, you and them, either at your home, their home, or a neutral place, virtual workshop where you've got a group of people and you're sharing this information with, somewhat like this, but a little bit different. And then a lot of live small groups. So when we're looking VIP days, we're looking at something where I do these virtual workshops with my year-long program, and we have one coming up on Saturday. And we have different themes for them. One year we had one that was called the Pantry Makeover. And this is a nice idea for you because a lot of you can do this right away. And you can do this with your long-distance people with their insulin resistance too. You can do a pantry and kitchen makeover. So what we did was I went through some slides and I showed them some of the things and some of the things on labels and things that may not be desirable. Then we had this 15, 20, 30 minute segment. I think it was about a 30 minute segment. I said, okay, now here's your homework. And I gave them a worksheet and they took that to the kitchen and I said, find all the foods that do not fit this criteria. Find the foods that are, and we had this thing called toss it or donate it or keep it. And I want you to label all these things, toss, donate, or keep. And it was amazing. They had fun with it. They came back. They said, I had no idea my salsa had all these preservatives in it. And it was awesome for them. So you can do stuff like that with a nice live small group. You could do, if fitness is your thing, you could do a little fitness class online where you're demonstrating some new activities that they do. Is anything at all. Mostly the VIPs, when I think of them, are private, but they don't have to be. They're just, it's a small group where everybody's getting attention. And then the topic, what is it? Well, it could be a how to get started. So you can have a 3-hour half VIP day where you teach people about blood sugar and you teach them about how to use their meter and you do it in person, you show it to them or you do it online, or it's a full day. When you do full day things, you have to give them breaks, every hour preferably, and you have to have things that they're doing. You may have a day as part of your VIP day where they actually do their goals setting and their visions, because a lot of people won't take the time to do it, but it's so important. You may have a day or part of the day that's devoted to teaching them the heart math and some of those skills. Right, you may have part of the day devoted to actually teaching them the blood sugar and how to use the tracker. So there's so many options with this topic of how to do VIP days. So it should be something like 4 to 5 simple modules. So you don't just say, okay, we're going to sit down for 6 hours and this is what we're going to do. The modules should be 30 to 45 minutes long so you don't lose their attention span. You need at least 1 to 2 activities to get them into action. Like I talked about, pantry cleanup, doing some worksheet, doing some exercises, or even food prep. I mean, you can actually, with all the great tools there are, once you really master some of these tools, you don't even have to master them, you just have to try them out, is you can actually do over Skype or over like a Google Hangout, you can actually do food prep and you can show them and they can show you and you can make food together. In person, that works way better. And I've almost exclusively, I think we've done that with almost everybody, where we've done a food prep segment in a VIP day. Where I just go in, and one person was about to go on a trip where she was going to be away from home and she was afraid she was going to just give in and cave and do a lot of candy. So we taught her how to make these healthy raw chocolate candies with coconut and cordyceps and things like that. And she was thrilled. So she actually got to take them home with her too. And then anything you need, think they need, some menu plans, bonuses. You can customize recipes. You can have recipes that you've printed out and you can go through them with people and say, well, you know, you're allergic to this. Let's cross it out. Let's use this instead. You can make the menu plans on the fly with them. And that's easier to do than making a menu plan without the person there. You're okay, what do you like for breakfast? What's your typical breakfast? Okay, let's see how we can fit that into this new way of doing it. And it can be awesome. And then, of course, if it's in person, doing exercise is really easy. That's all I have to talk about for the programs. You've got the educational piece that I talked about at the beginning, where you can go out in your community and you can do that. I know a couple of you have already done that. So I'm going to give you an accountability action. I want all of you to create a presentation and either do it in your community or do it as a teleseminar. And you know what? You can do it as a teleseminar and nobody has to be there. You can just do it and practice it. So I would encourage you to try. Put the presentation together. Do it for your family members. Do it for your friends. Do it on a teleseminar line where you don't get to watch it, but you can hear the recording back. And then once you've got that program in place, one of the things you can do is you can go out there and teach people about it. And then you can offer... I have room for five people to have a free strategy session on blood sugar or on, you know, getting your belly flatter or something like that. And then you can have a strategy session with them where you can offer them your program. You can create your program. Start with something small. Start with a jump start. It's very easy and simple, and then you see how that feels. My very first private program was a jump start. I was doing one-on-ones forever for many, many years. Then I decided, this doesn't work, I need to do a program. And somebody asked, and I right on the fly, I made it up. I said, oh yeah, we'll have this many that, and you get this ebook, and you get my green cleanse. And I priced it at $397. And the first person I offered it to bought it. And the second person I offered it to bought it. And the third person I offered it to bought it. So it was one of those irresistible offers. And after a while I said, nobody's saying no to this. And that's unusual. Maybe it's priced too low. And sure enough, I looked at it and went, they were getting an awful lot for that price. So I raised it a little bit. I don't do those anymore. But those are a great place to start. So once you've got your program together, then you've got your presentation, then it's just a matter of doing it and feeling confident enough to go out there and do it.